Wilson Ramos joins us now, the new Met catcher. Welcome, Mike Francesa, WFAN. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you.
And I said to Madge here, I said, Madge, doesn't he just – I remember him killing the Mets, and we looked it up. 81 games, 63 ribbies, 12 homers. You did just wear the Mets out when you were in Washington. You just killed them. You just really did. I mean, you were just pain in the neck all the time. Got so many big hits against the Mets. You liked this. You saw the Mets coming, didn't you?
Yeah. I have a good career against this team, but – you know, I'm on this side now.
Yes, so. Good to have you.
Thank you.
What do you bring to the team? What do you try to bring to the team as a veteran catcher?
I'm trying to bring some experience, you know, especially with the young rotation. Oh, I want to help all those young guys, you know, behind the plate, put all my experience to call a good game, put zero on the scoreboard, you know, protect them. That's what I want to do.
I had Pudge when he had a book coming out when he was making the tour, and he'd come in the studio one day and he said, I don't care what a catcher hits, his first job is defense and preparing his pitching, no matter what he hits. And that makes it tough on you offensively, but you always see it that way, that no matter what, that's your first role is defense and getting your pitches ready.
Yep, that's all in my career I was ready for, you know, to be good behind the plate. You know, that's the first.
That's your job.
The first tool for the catcher. You know, I know right now a lot of catchers hit the ball well.
Right.
Different baseball right now. But
right. But you still want to go to Molina way. The old way is basically you're a catcher first. Defense first catcher and you get your pitcher through the game.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of pitchers like, you know, I want these guys to catch me. You know, and you can be a couple of good years in the big league just for that reason. Be good behind the plate. But, you know, like I say, now a lot of catcher can hit. It's another plus. So I can do both.
How about
both thing?
How about the staff? You got obviously DeGrom, Syndergaard, Wheeler, Diaz, Familia. So there's some live arms there to have some fun with.
Yeah, you know, they're young. They throw really good pitches. They throw hard. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun by be behind the plate with all those guys, because I know they can do a really good job.
Has the game changed? You know, we've seen all the game change now with all the analytics and all the different things and the way people think baseball now and all the different statistics and everything. Has the game changed for you in calling a game in recent years? Has it changed for you since you've been doing this, or do you go approach it the same way?
I have the same approach. You know, rules can change, but, you know, between those white lines, pitcher throwing the ball, that's not going to change. You know, they never change. It's all the same game. Fastball, slider, changeup, split it, a lot of different pitches. But, you know, rules can change, like I say. Clock, time change, right. But it's the same game.
How about working with your pitches? Do you want to be the boss back there? What do you want to do with your pitches there?
I just want to protect them. You know, I want to let them feel comfortable at the mound. I don't want to put pressure on those guys. I just want to let them throw the ball, you know, and feel happy in the mound, you know. Sometimes I would talk with them about what I want, what they have to do. But, you know, it's all about enjoy this time, you know, have fun when we get in there. But I don't want to put pressure on them.
You talk about you've been a good offensive catcher. There's no question. And a guy who's known to be a good leader behind the plate. At this stage, when you hit 30, 31 right now, what you are, when you hit that age, do you have to give yourself a couple more days off? Do you need a couple more days off to kind of just, with the dog days, when it gets hot, do you need that, or can you still work as much as you used to?
I'm ready right now. You know, 2 years ago was totally different. I was working, just getting my knee right. But, you know, right now I'm 100% healthy, working on my body. You know, I'm completely healthy, so right now I can do everything, you know, and I want to be behind the plate how much I can and let those guys. I'm still young and I'm healthy.
And so you like to catch a lot, right?
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to be behind the plate how much you can.
Do you wear down? Does it affect your offense late in the season after you've caught a long season and it's August and it's hot and every day? Does it wear your offense down a little bit or no?
No. I'm the guy. If I play more, I feel more comfortable with the play.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's what I feel.
What's your thoughts? You know, you played against the Mets a lot. What's your thoughts about coming here and joining this team now in this franchise? What did you see from a distance, and what do you see now when you come to this team?
It's a good group. You know, young group, play the ball hard. You know, good organization. I'm happy to be here. You know, feel part of this group right now, and you know, ready to play baseball. You know, like to be here. Like I say, happy for this opportunity they gave it to me, and you know, go to New York, enjoy the city.
You like the city?
Yeah, I like a little bit.
Did you like Washington as a city?
I like it too. I have a great time there with my family. My wife loves it, but she loves more New York. I know. Probably to shop more.
Yeah, shop, right? Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of places to shop. Of places to shop, plenty of places to eat. That's for
good
sure.
Good place to shop, but not good for us.
Talking with Wilson Ramos, the new Mets catcher. How about those years in Washington? The team was always on the brink, always right there, that team in Washington. Never got over the hump.
Yeah. You know, I have a great time there. Played good baseball over there. They take care of my back, take care of my family. Good years over there.
You liked it there?
Yeah, I like it there.
Yeah.
Best couple of good years over there. But this is the business. You know, now I'm here. I have to give all my best to this team. And it is what it is.
You like Citi Field?
I love it. I love it play there. Good fan. You know, I know the fan every time support the players. And I love that. Nothing better like you go to the field and feel the support by the fan.
Do people still get, there's a feeling in all sports, Wilson, that New York, that players, this generation of players, don't get as excited about coming to visit New York, the big city anymore, you know, the excitement in New York. Do you think players still get excited to come play in New York, or you think that's not the same anymore?
Nah, to me, you know, I don't put too many thing in my mind. You know, I just want to, if I'm going to New York, I'm New York to play baseball. I know it's a great city. I know, beautiful city, but, you know, it's time for work. You know, it's not time for vacation. It's time for work. When I go there, go putting all my things together and ready to work.
What do you see this year as, what can you bring to this team? I mean, obviously you're a veteran guy, a very solid receiver. What do you want to bring to this team this year?
I want to go to championship. That's what I want.
You think this can be a championship team this year?
Yeah, we got a good team. We just need to stay healthy. If you stay healthy, you know, we got a chance to win a lot of games, get a big opportunity to play in the postseason because, you know, young guys, good talent, got good lineup, good rotation. We just need help.
How much do you usually catch in the spring? How much do you want to catch in the spring? A lot, a little? Do you need to be behind the plate a lot, or not really?
I want to be a little bit more behind the plate.
Of course, it's a new year. Learn the pitches?
New team. I want to know more of those guys, how they like to throw, how the ball's moving around.
Does it take you a while to learn a pitcher?
Not too much because, you know, I've been playing against them a lot. So
you know them?
Yeah, I know.
Do you feel you know a guy as a hitter? Do you feel different about a guy once you catch him than as you did as a hitter? Or can you as a hitter get the same feel you will as a catcher?
It's more easy to be behind the plate. It's more easy because you know what's coming.
Right.
When you hit, you don't know what's coming.
Right.
It's totally different, but I'm feeling better right now, you know, getting to know each other.
Does it take
better.
You a long time to learn? Like a guy like Diaz, let's say, who you haven't seen a lot, right? Because he's in Seattle, he's not here, he's young, he's been a very successful young pitcher. How long does it take you to connect with a guy like him?
Not too much. You know, he got two big pitches.
Right.
The only two pitches he used.
Fastball slider.
Slider.
Yep.
You know, so that's easy. That's not hard. Not hard to learn what he wanna do. Especially totally different again. The other guy has 2-4 pitches and all that, you know. But
how about the real hard throwers, like a Syndergaard or a DeGrom, those kind of guys? Does it take a little while to adjust to those kind of guys?
It would take some time. You know, because they throw hard. All the balls, all the pitches move.
Yeah.
So I've been feeling good. I've been behind the plate already with them, and I feel comfortable behind the plate with them on the mound. So that's all I need. I just need more game time.
Right.
To be in the same page and ready for the season.
So this year, because you got a new team, you'll catch a little more than you would normally in the spring, just to kind of get to know the staff a little bit.
Yeah. I would catch more this spring because, you know, I want to know all those guys right now. I'm catching 5-6 innings at this point. So probably next time, 6-7, you know, and try to know all those guys. That's what I want to do right now. And now, I'm not concentrated to hit the ball well right now. I just go out there, have fun, get a good piece of hit, put a good swing on the ball. But right now, behind the play, I'm totally focused on that.
How about team? And we're talking about Wilson Ramos, the catcher. How about the catcher? Obviously, is a leadership position. You, Cano, I think they probably expect you guys to really help provide some leadership for this team. Is that a thing that comes easy for you? Is that a natural thing for you to be a kind of leader that just in the, on the field as the catcher usually is, but also in the clubhouse, be a little bit of a leader with this team as a guy who's been around?
Yeah, I know that it's not easy because a lot of players have different attitudes, you know. But I'm always open. I'm always open to help, open to learn because we learn something every day. But, you know, to me, I always talk. I like to talk with my teammate. If I see something wrong, I go after it, you know, and talk about that. I want the thing, you know, everybody do the right thing, you know. If we want to win, we have to put all together, all the good things together. And, you know, I know 100% sure if we put all together, we will be good. And that's what I like to do.
Well, listen, everyone's excited to have you here, and hopefully you're right about it being a good team. We'll have a good season.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Good
Happy
to have you
here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Wilson Ramos back after this.